All right, Jehovah Say, good morning. Good morning. So we're continuing today in Os Yud Beis and Sitkas Atzadik. So just, we are Meretz Hashem going to finish this particular section today. So just to reorient ourselves a bit. So remember again, the Rebbe Reb Tzadik pointed out that there are two parts, two aspects to tshuva. This is what he called Tara Lahaba. So ultimately purity, we'll call it future purity, where effectively a person goes ahead and decides that they're going to live their lives differently. Person decides that they're not going to live the same way. They're not going to make the same decisions going forward. The mistakes of the past need not repeat themselves in the future. And then there's what the Rebbe called Tikkun HaAvar, the ability to atone for the past. Now, obviously, in the tshuva framework, the first is much easier than the second. It is much easier to go ahead and change one's behaviors going forward than it is to somehow find a way to rectify and to remedy the past. So the Gemara explained, so how does one go ahead and achieve this Tara Alaba? So Tara Alaba, as we mentioned before, is pretty straightforward. It's simply making a decision to go ahead and live differently. Reb Tzadik pointed out that just like one has to immerse in a mikvah in order to go ahead and achieve purity going forward, so too one must envelop one's self in spirituality. One must envelop oneself in Torah in order to live a different way going forward. I say, how do I deal with the past, though? So to that, if you remember again, the Rebbe explained that is taken care of through a process of kapara. And how does kapara take place? Again, so remember, Reb Tzadik is using tumah, regular tumah, as a paradigm or as a model for how to go ahead and affect personalistic change. So how does a person remedy tumah? Karban. So we spoke about this yesterday. I'm just giving you everything now. So we spoke about this yesterday. What does karban mean? Karban comes from the lashon of karov, to come close. And Reb Tzadik says something amazing. When a person realizes that the mistakes of the past actually serve as the springboard and the platform for present and future growth, they're able to redeem the past. For example, when I make a mistake, Sibo said most of us, or not most, human nature is we kind of just coast. When a person makes a dramatic mistake or encounters dramatic failure, what that does is it shakes me up and forces me to look at things differently. If I go ahead and I use that dramatic failure as an opportunity to look at myself differently, look at life differently, and realize that I have to be better, it turns out that as crazy as it sounds, the mistake was actually the catalyst for growth. That, says Reb Tzadik, is a karban. A karban is something that causes you to become karov, to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if a person literally uses profound failure as an opportunity and a springboard to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then ultimately, again, the failure itself becomes something positive. Obviously, Reb Tzadik is not encouraging failure. Reb Tzadik is not encouraging the commission of sin. But Lamaisa, the sin has the ability to become the karban when I utilize that depth of failure to pick myself back up and to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than I ever was before. So with that, we continue. He says, "V'kaim alon." I'm on page Chaf Dalid on the PDF that I sent you out a few days ago. "V'kaim alon de kapar lo ma'akeves." Remember again, I'm both saying halachos of tumah. We paskin that kapar is not ma'akev. Now, what does that mean? So remember, on a simple tumah level, what that means is that halacha lemaisa. Let's say a person who's a zov or a mitzora. So such an individual, as once the passage of time goes by and he immerses in the mikvah, he's, let's say, permitted, he's pretty much tahar. He's pretty much tahar. As much as he still needs to bring a karban, the karban does not hold him back. That's what it means when it says kapara lo ma'akeves. What does that mean? The tshuva, afilu hir her belibo, harei zet tzadik gamar. So listen to this, because we'll say, what is the tzadik saying? That really, in essence, now just to understand, in Reb Tzadik's model, and I think also we'd all agree with this, but in Reb Tzadik's model, somehow rectifying the past or coming to terms with the past is much more difficult than moving forward. That's just the reality of things. So Reb Tzadik now comes along and says, That's what it means when it says kapara eina makev. It's kapara, which is the karban, signals tikkun ha'avar, fixing the past. And Apsadik says, kapara is not ma'akiv. That halacha l'maisa, you could become a bal tshuva even if you don't remedy your past, and all you do is focus on being better going forward. You could become a bona fide bal tshuva like that. Because of the Gemara that says, you know, this is the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin, that if a man goes in and says to a woman, Hare at mikudeshes li amenas shani tzaddik gamar. Right? So become mikudeshes to me on the condition that I'm a complete tzaddik. It's a good line, right? Marry me on the condition that I'm a great tzaddik, I'm a great righteous individual. So the halach is mikudeshes afilu rasha gamar. The person in marriage works, even if the guy is mamish a complete rasha, totally evil. Why? The Gemara says, Shema hir her belibo. Because maybe he had thoughts of tshuva in his heart. So you see, Reb Tzadik says, you see, that in order to become a Baal Tshuva, in order to really do Tshuva, as much as we ideally want you to remedy your past, if for some reason you can't, and all you could do is pledge to be good going forward, that works. That works. You also have to understand something. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazal, have a vested interest in us becoming Baali Tshuva. So although there is a perfect model, and that perfect model requires me to remedy the past and live differently going forward, if I can't tackle the past, which many of us cannot, either because it's too difficult, it's too painful, or it's too overwhelming, the system says, okay, just move yourself forward. Just, you can't deal with the past, fine. Just move yourself forward as it's out of gummer. However, Reb Tzadik says, Vizel rak l'truma. But our Avigdor Rebbe say that only works for truma. In other words, so let's say, for example, a person is a zav or a person is a mesora, and they go to the mikvah, but they don't bring their karban. They're allowed to eat truma. So they're allowed to eat truma, but it doesn't work. Vizel rak l'truma, well, we'll see. Hamuram min hachol al hagomer liyos al kolponim begeder tzadik. So we'll see, what does truma mean? Truma means laharim, to raise up. So to raise yourself up in life, to become a Baal Tshuva, even to become a tzaddik, if for some reason you can't deal with your past, it's okay. Just focus on being better going forward. Rabbi said, do you understand like how profound this is? So many times in life, many of us have painful pasts. I have things that I've done that I really, either I don't want to face it, or I can't face it. One of those two things. And so often, I assume that I can't become a Baal Tshuva if I can't reconcile my past. That's what we assume. And understandably so, because again, we're all used to this two-pronged model of Tshuva, of rectifying the past, remedying the future, right? Or living differently going forward. And I assume that if I can't take care of the past, how could I ever have a future? And Reb Tzadik says, it's not true. It's not true. If you can't deal with your past, for whatever the reason, you do have the ability to become a tzaddik, to become a Baal Tshuva Gomer, if you pledge to live your life differently going forward. Now understand, what will that allow you to do? That will allow you to eat truma. To eat truma. We'll say, what is truma? Truma laharim, to raise yourself up. You could raise yourself up, even if for some reason you can't touch your past, and all you can do is remedy your future, you can become a Baal Tshuva. However, listen to what he says, Aval Likadshim. But Rabbi says, this is very interesting. So let's just stick to regular Tumah for just a moment. Let's say when it comes to a Zav or a Mitzora. So remember again, these individuals become Tameh. They go to the Mikvah. So Rabbi Tzadik says, they're Tar. They're allowed to eat Shuma. But what can't they do? What can't they do? They can't eat Karbanos. Do you know what Rabbi said? Because the halacha is, you cannot partake of Karbanos without kapara, right? In other words, in order to partake of karbanos, you must bring your atonement karban. You must bring your atonement karban. So listen to what Reb Tzadik says. This is incredible. Aval kachim, when it comes to karbanos, tzarech lis kadosh v'liyos kadosh. See, Rabbi said, to partake of kachim, you must be kadosh, and to be kadosh, you must bring your karban. Tzarech gankin l'rapi esakodem. If you want to become kadosh, that requires a reconciliation of the past. The Bosi Yotar Tzadik is saying, this is incredible. If you want to get to the level of truma, that you could do just by going ahead and immersing in the mikvah. That you could do just by changing the way you live and by changing the person you are from this point going forward. If your past is too painful to touch, if your past is too painful to reconcile, to deal with, okay, you could let the past be the past. Move yourself forward and you could eat truma. Immerse yourself in the mikvah of holiness and you could eat truma. You could raise yourself up. You could even become a tzaddik gummer. All of that stuff. But what can't you do? You can't eat karbanos. You can't eat kachin. You can't become a kadosh. Because to eat kachin, you have to bring your karban. To eat kachin, you must go ahead and bring your own kachin. You must bring your own karban. In other words, to reach the level of kedusha, we'll say, requires what? That requires me to reconcile the past. Isn't that incredible? To become a kadosh requires me to look at my past, understand why I've done the things that I've done. Why have I made the mistakes that I have made? Why did I take the wrong turns in life? But again, to be clear, the goal is not to beat myself up. The goal is to figure out, okay, now that I did those things, why did I do them? What do I learn from it? How do I ensure that I do not do it again? And how do I grow from this experience? That's the four-pronged approach to reconciliation of the past. Reb Tzadik says, if you want to become a kadosh, it's what requires reconciliation of the past. So we'll say this is incredible. So what Reb Tzadik says is, you could become a tzaddik and you could eat truma just by pledging to live better going forward. But if you want kedusha, you want kedusha in life, you want to eat kadshim, you have to bring your karban. And to bring your karban ultimately again requires a reconciliation and an understanding of the past. All right, boss, we'll have to stop over here for today. I guess we won't finish Osiyot Beis today. We'll spend one more day on it, Emir Tzashem. And we'll see, remembering Rav Osei, Reb Tzadik is using the entire beginning of Maseches Brachos as like a framework for all of these concepts. So we'll see Emir Tzashem in tomorrow's shir, how Reb Tzadik is going to tie this back to Kriyashma. All right, boss, we'll stop over here. Shkoyach.